If you don't have clarity about where you're trying to go in your career, you're not going to experience career fulfillment. Career clarity is crucial for you to do work and find work that actually engages you, motivates you, and makes you feel good. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about five things that you need or five things that will help you get career clarity so you can finally experience career fulfillment, career joy, and career satisfaction. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. And today we are talking about career clarity. So when you have been in your career for over 8 years in the same path in your career, so when I say same path, that might be you've been in the same job, exact same job, you've been with the same company, maybe you've had a few different jobs with the same company or with the same industry. So you have been staying with the same organization for 8 or more years, and you have been unhappy for, I would say, 3 or more of those 8 years. Sometimes it's been like 5 of those years you've known you've been unhappy. One of the things that can keep you in that job for years, keep you hoping that things will get better, keep you feeling like you're stuck and you have no options, is a lack of career clarity. So when you are not clear about what you want in your career, where you want your career to go next, what you want to do with your career, how you want your career to fit with your life, it can be really hard for you to feel like you have options or choices in your career decisions. It can be hard for you to think that there's even something else, something better out there in the world for you. And so I want to share today 5 things that you absolutely need before you can get career clarity. But first, what exactly is career clarity? Well, I started to talk about that earlier. Career clarity is having a sense of where you want to go in your career, what you want to do next in your career, what you want to achieve in your career, having a vision for how your career and your life fit in, like what role your job plays in your life, how you express yourself in your career. That is career clarity. It's being clear on what you want to do at work. It's being clear on where you want to go in your work. And career clarity is super important because without clarity, it becomes so much harder to make decisions. And I mean, that just makes sense, right? Like if I go to a restaurant and I am not clear on what I want to eat, I'm going to have a hard time deciding what to order off the menu. As opposed to if I'm like, you know what? I am craving Chipotle right now. I get out of my car. I know exactly what restaurant I'm going to. When I get there, I know exactly what I'm ordering because I have clarity on what I normally order from that restaurant. It's the same thing in your career. If you don't know what you want, you can't make decisions. When opportunities come your way, you have no way of assessing if that opportunity is a right fit for you or not. When you want to have a conversation with your manager, maybe about your future with the organization or where you want to go in your career, you don't know how to do that. You can't really go to your manager and say, here's where I want to be next year, in the next 2 years. Here are the kind of opportunities I would like you to keep an eye out for me. You can't make decisions when you don't have clarity. The other thing about that lack of clarity is it can cause you to feel a lack of confidence in your career. When you don't have clarity about what you want to do in your career and where you're going next, it can be really hard for you to feel confident in your ability to navigate your career, to make decisions, like I said earlier, and even talk to people, whether it's networking, family, friends, whoever, talk to people about your career and what you want from your career. You can't do that without clarity, which can cause you to experience a lack of confidence in yourself that can show up as sort of like a, I don't even know what I want from my job, so I can't even talk to anybody about it because I don't know what I want. I'm unclear. And then when you have career clarity, job searching is so much less stressful. It's so much more simpler and so much more seamless when you're job searching. Because when you go into a job search with career clarity, usually you then have a sense of the exact type of job you want, the exact industry you're trying to go into, the kind of work environment you want to be in. And so when you're looking at the different options on job boards, whatever it may be, you can very quickly assess the options that are available to you and say yes or no without wasting mental space and mental energy hemming and hawing, going back and forth, trying to figure out, is this the right job? Is that the right job? Is this going to be as bad as the other one? No. With clarity, you can read a job posting and say, yes, this is for me. Nope, this is not for me. And so when you have all of that, right, when clarity helps you have more confidence in your career, helps you make decisions in your career better, helps you job search better, that is when you can then experience more success and satisfaction in your career. When you have career clarity, it automatically leads to a higher level of contentment and fulfillment in your career. So that's why career clarity is super important, and having career clarity is super important. If you have been unhappy in your career for a while and you have stayed unhappy, you have stayed stuck in that job because you didn't know what else you can do, there's a high chance that you don't have career clarity. You might be listening to me and thinking, you know what, Tega? Yeah, that's me. I have no idea what I want to do next. And that's why I've been feeling stuck and unhappy in this job. So let's get into the five things that you need, or five things that will help you get career clarity so you can finally experience career success and fulfillment. The first thing that can help you get career clarity is knowing what your values are. So your values are sort of like, not sort of like, they are. They're your compass. Your values are your compass in life. They are the core beliefs, standards of behavior that you hold true and dear to yourself. Your values are essentially a part of who you are and how you see yourself. And so if you don't know what your values are, it can be hard for you to be clear about the role you want your career to play in your life. Because for example, let's say you are someone who values traveling and exploring the world and time freedom, then maybe for you, your career is just a way to get money to fund your travels, as opposed to if you're someone who values maybe intellectual status and living on purpose and expressing yourself, then your career, which is the place where you spend most of your waking hours, you might want that to be a place that is actually aligned with you so you can show up authentically and be confident and do work that makes you feel good about yourself. So when you know what is important to you, you better understand, okay, what role is my career going to play in my life? How am I going to use my career to live out who I am? And how, what kind of boundaries or parameters do I want to set around my work? When you know that, it becomes easier for you to have a sense of, okay, what kind of then career will actually align with my lifestyle, leading to increased fulfillment. I remember one of my clients, I can actually even say her name, Jody, and I can say her name because she's on the podcast. She has been on the podcast before and she has shared the story. So if you just like go to the podcast and search Jody, I'm sure her episode will come up. I don't remember the exact number right now. But she shared a story about how one of the reasons why she was unhappy was because she has sort of just been going with the flow in her career. She had been climbing the ladder for about 16 years up until when she was like in the C-suite. When she came to work with me, she was in the C-suite. And she had realized that she was not happy in her job at all. She didn't feel like she was doing meaningful work. She didn't feel like she was valued in her organization. And that's why she came to work with me in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And she talks about how she had just been going with the flow and climbing the ladder because it's what she thought she should do. And she had a sense of the skills she had. She had a sense of the kind of things she liked to do. Like she liked editing. She liked writing. She had a sense of that. But that wasn't helping it like translate. Like for her, that did not, it still didn't translate into here's the job that makes sense. Here's the company that you'll be fulfilled in. She was missing that. And so in the podcast episode, she talks about how when she clarified her values in Find Your Fulfilling Career, that was, in her own words, the game changer for her. That changed the game because that helped her understand what kinds of companies she would thrive in and helped her build better parameters. And here's the power. Here's what I thought was so wonderful about Jody's story is because she had clarity on her values, she was then able to know what was important to her, which led her to show up authentically in her job search for the first time in 22 years. She told me how before in the past 22 years, she didn't show up authentically. She would sort of say what she thinks she needed to say and what needed to happen. But that in this job search, she was talking about being a breast cancer survivor. She was talking about Black Lives Matter being important to her. She was talking about what mattered to her. And she was landing interviews from being authentic. And she was able to be authentic because she knew her values. And she was so surprised. I remember this. She was so surprised by the interviews she landed because she was saying how before she worked with me in Find a Fulfilling Career, those are the types of jobs that she would never have applied for. Like she actually, I remember she said this even when she first started working together, she would spend time scrolling job boards. She would be looking at jobs on LinkedIn and she would never apply to any jobs because she was afraid. She didn't know how it would turn out. She didn't want to take a pay cut. She didn't want to start over in her career. So fear would keep her from applying to any of those jobs. But once she clarified her values, she was now applying to jobs that she had never thought she would before. And she was getting interviews with those companies. That's the power of just even understanding your values for helping you get career clarity. It helps you understand what kind of companies will I thrive in? What kind of roles will make me excited? What kind of environment do I need to be in? So values is one of the key metrics that will help you get career clarity. The second thing that will help you get career clarity, number two, is understanding your zone of genius. Understanding what your zone of genius is. So when I talk about your zone of genius, I'm referring to the topics, the ideas, the concepts. So your interest, the interest that actually cause you to occasionally experience a state of flow, really get enthralled with your work to where like you lose track of time. That's operation in your zone of genius. And this is very different from just what you're good at. A lot of times when women are trying to decide on the next career move, I find that they often will ask themselves, what am I good at? And then they'll want to use that to determine what their next role should be. But what you have to recognize is that if you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it. Like that's just the way time, practice, laws of nature works. The more you do something, the better you become at it. So you might be very well good at things that you don't enjoy. Like there might have been things that maybe at your job, they asked you to do it once, and because you were the only one who knew how to do it, you kept being the one doing it. Or maybe everybody that could do it left, so it fell on you, so you kept being the one that could do it. Or you learned how to use a tool, and so they told you to start teaching people, and then you became the go-to person, but you don't actually enjoy any of it, right? Like you can be good at something and still not like it. I remember working with a client who was in finance. And when we were doing work and clarifying her interest areas, I remember during our coaching session, so we were looking over her clarity assessment, looking at her results, and she stopped and she looked at me and she's like, you know, I realize I don't really like math. And I was like, yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Like I had seen that pattern from her talking to me over 2-3 sessions before that day. But she had been in finance for so long because one, she fell into that role. And then over time, just doing it, she became good at it. And so then she became the go-to money person. But she was like, I don't really like math or numbers. They don't engage me. They don't make me excited. I just do it because I can. I'm like, yeah, it's makes sense. We often do that. We become good at things, whether we like it or not, we keep doing it. And then that becomes our go-to. When you're trying to find a fulfilling career, if your work history has been unfulfilling, if you have been unhappy in everything you've been doing before, then you can't just look at what you're good at to help you figure out what to do next, because the things you're good at might be the very things that are making you unhappy. And so it's important to clarify or figure out what are the things that actually make me come alive, not just what I'm good at, but when I'm doing it, I want to keep reading about it. I want to keep watching about it. I want to talk to people about it. It excites me. That's operating in your zone of genius. So when I say zone of genius, there are 4 different zones of operation. Okay, let me walk you through them very quickly to help you understand why this matters. So there's the zone of incompetence. And this is just straight up, you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. You're not good at it. You don't know what you're doing. You're not happy. I had a client recently who was operating in her zone of incompetence. And usually when you're operating in your zone of incompetence, I think of this client, it usually just leads to you or your confidence taking a beating. Like you just lose all confidence in yourself because you're consistently doing things that you don't know how to do. It leads to you questioning yourself, questioning your value, which can really hold you back in your career. Then there's the zone of competence. This is where you're doing things you can do, but you're not special. Like if you leave tomorrow, anybody else can do it. So you're doing something that anybody else can do, like something unique or special about it. And so that doesn't engage you either because you know that you are not operating or bringing any unique value out to the table. You know, the next Tom, Dick, or Harry could do this. The next Jane could do this. Like I'm just one cog in the wheel. And then there's the zone of excellence. Zone of excellence is where I see a lot of women operating, where you've become good at it. You can do it because you've been doing it for a while. You even have some level of expertise in it. People come to you for it. And so, yeah, it's like, okay, I'm known for this. I can do this, but I don't really get engaged, motivated, excited by it. And then finally, We have the zone of genius, which is where you're doing work that lights you up. You're engaging in interest, in topics, in areas that light you up, that keep you engaged, enthralled, and motivated by your work. So those are the four different zones. And I wanted to share that to hopefully help you understand why your zone of genius is important. Because when you're doing any of the, when you're operating in any of the other zones, it doesn't make you feel good. Like, you just don't feel unique. You don't feel special. You don't feel confident. You're just existing. This is usually when you find yourself saying, I've just been coasting at work. I think of Jody, you're going with the flow. That's usually what happens when you're operating in any of the other three zones. So when you understand what your zone of genius is, you can then get super clear about what kind of work you want to do, because you'll know, here are the topics, here are the concepts, here are the ideas that engage and motivate me. When I work with my clients in FYFC, usually this information helps you understand what kind of industries you actually want to go into, as well as types of roles. So when you know your zone of genius, you understand, okay, if I'm doing this job, I will be engaged and I will be excited to go to work, as opposed to if I'm doing this job, I'll just be coasting and it won't really motivate me. So your zone of genius helps you get clarity because it helps you understand, what kind of job will I actually thrive in and not just survive in? Those are two different ways of being, surviving and thriving, as well as what kinds of topics will actually keep me motivated to show up in excellence in my work day in and day out. Then the third thing that can help you get career clarity is understanding your high power transferable skills. So really, they're called high power skills, and I'll explain in a bit, but the transferable part is important because if you're trying to get career clarity, it's usually because you want to figure out what to do next in your career. And so understanding which of those skills are transferable will help prevent you from limiting yourself and your options. It will keep you from going into tunnel vision for what is possible in your career. So let me come back to high power skills. Similar to what I was saying earlier, a lot of times we develop skills that we can't, actually, let me not say we develop skills. When you've been working in your career for over 8 years, you have a ton of skills. Let me just put it that way. You can do a lot of things. Because you've been working for so long, you've probably gotten new responsibilities that weren't originally on your job description. Girl, you're probably even doing the job of three people right now. Like, I know some of you feel that struggle. And so you have a lot of skills. You can do a lot of things. But doing those things doesn't always mean that you actually feel good about yourself. Like, the example I love giving is, I can do math in my head. Like, if you give me enough time, I will eventually get the answer to 49 times 56. But do I feel good when I'm trying to do math in my head? Absolutely not. Give me a calculator. Okay, thank you. That's why phones exist. Like, when I try to do math in my head, like, it's a bit of a struggle. Yes, I usually feel proud of myself when I finally accomplish it. But in the moment, it's a struggle. I gotta be on the struggle bus. Like, 6 times 9 is 54. I only know that because I know that the nines add up to 9. That's why I got that one so quick. And I'm trying to, like, do the carry the number in my head. Okay, if it's 54, put the 4, carry the 5. My brain don't work like that. I can't see the numbers in my head, so I can't even move fast. I don't feel good when I'm trying to do math in my head. Give me a calculator, please and thank you. There's no shame in my game. I'm smart in other areas. Okay? Okay. So that's exactly what I mean by high power skills. For me, when I'm teaching, that's a high power skill. Like, your girl knows that she can communicate information. I love to be in a group, in front of a group of people, teaching them, watching them learn, watching them ask me questions and interacting with them. I feel good when I'm sharing information with people. I feel good when I'm writing, when I'm creating. Like, those are skills that make me feel strong, powerful, and confident. Those are your high power skills. Not just the skills that you have, because you have a lot of skills, but the skills that when you use them, you feel strong, powerful, and confident. You feel good about yourself. You feel like, yep, your girl knows her stuff. Like, yep, I could do this in my sleep, right? And let me pause here, because I've worked with clients before where when they can do something in their sleep, they start to discount it. Like, you start to assume, oh, everybody can do that, right? Like, anybody can do this. And it's like, no, honey, do not minimize your skills. Just because it comes easy to you doesn't mean it's not valuable or important. It just means it comes easy to you. And so you get to flourish because that is your area of high power. That's where you feel powerful. So don't discount those things that come easy to you if they also feel good. So your high power skills is looking at all the skills you have and saying, okay, which of these do I actually enjoy using. When I'm doing this task, I feel good about myself. I'm not looking at the clock, counting down the hours, feeling miserable, having to like research every 5 minutes to figure out what to do next. Like when you are operating in your high power skills, you are operating in your zone of genius also. Like when you're using high power skills, it usually leads to you operating in that zone of genius space. So when you figure out your high power skills, this is why that's important for clarity, because then you'll understand which kinds of jobs will I actually feel good doing. And usually it'll be, okay, 80% of the time I'm using my high power skills in that job. That's how you do work that engages you. Because you know, okay, when I operate with these skills, I feel good about myself. So when I'm working, I don't mind continuing working. I don't mind to keep going because I'm operating with my high power skills. So when you know your high power skills, then you can get clear about the specific types of roles you will enjoy. And then just to bring this back, I said this earlier, it's also then important to look at when you figure out your high power skills, which of these are actually transferable, meaning which of these can you use in different industries, different companies, different roles even. Because what usually happens is when you've been on the same path in your career for 8 or more years, you start thinking what you've been doing in your career is all you can do. That's how you get tunnel vision. You can only see yourself in the way that you've seen yourself for 8 years. And so this is what usually leads to you then thinking that you're stuck, that you don't have options, that you can't do anything else, that if you do anything else, you will have to start over. It's because you're looking at yourself through a very myopic lens. So you have to figure out, okay, which of my skills are transferable? And I promise you, you have more transferable skills than you do. Like my clients are consistently shocked in FYFC when they're like, I have a lot more skills than I thought I did. I remember a client of mine, Lauren, she's also been on the podcast, talked to her when she figured out her skills. She's like, I had way more skills than I thought I did. And I don't have to start over in my career. So I promise you, you have more skills than you think you do. And then they can transfer into different roles and industries. You're not stuck in your career. Now, if you're listening and you're like, well, Kel, but I don't know how to figure out which skills are transferable. That is literally what I help my clients do in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. In FYFC, we get clear about your values, your interests, your skills, your most aligned roles, so that you can clarify your fulfilling career path and then land a job that actually excites you while increasing your salary by 5 figures. So if you want to learn more, definitely go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about how you can join us in FYFC. And then the fourth thing that you need to get career clarity is to understand your limiting beliefs. Understand the kind of mindset that you have. Do you find that you often operate in a scarcity, desperate, victim mindset when it comes to your career? Because if you often operate from the lens of there's nothing else available to me in my career, like if you just think I'm stuck, I don't have options, I can't do anything else, then you're not even going to be open to get clear about what you want to do next because your brain is already telling you you can only do what you need, what you're doing now. And so you can't get clarity when you believe that you don't have other options because, girl, what are you getting clear about if you think there's nothing else out there for you? Nothing. All right, so when you are someone who's thinking thoughts like, I'm too old to make a career change. It's too risky to make a career change. I don't have the time to make a career change. I don't have the qualifications. I'm going to need a new degree. I should just be grateful for the job I have now. At least I have a job. I'm stuck. I don't have options. Like if you keep telling yourself that story, guess what? You're going to stay in that job you're in. Like your brain is not going to look for options because our brain hates what we call cognitive dissonance. Meaning when your thoughts and your beliefs and your values are not aligned with your actions, it makes you very uncomfortable. Your brain hates it. Your brain loves for there to be synergy between your beliefs and your actions, your values and your behaviors. Your brain likes those two things to be in sync all the time. That allows us to operate with ease. So if you're telling yourself that you're stuck, that you don't have options, that you don't have the time to make a career change, that you can't invest in making a career change, that a career change means starting over, guess what your brain is going to do? Stop looking for options. Like if you tell yourself you have no options, your brain is going to be like, I bet we ain't got no options. Let's just stay where we are. And so then you don't take any action to change your situation. You start missing opportunities because you've closed yourself off to opportunities. And so you can't even get clear about anything else because you have told your brain that what you have now is all you can have or all you will have. So your brain is like, I don't need to get clear about anything else because there's nothing else. There's nothing else for me to get clear about. And so when you understand what limiting beliefs you have, when you understand the kind of mindset you have, then you can start to say, okay, let me be intentional about changing these beliefs. How can I step into this? Something I teach in my program called your abundant energy, not your scarcity, not your desperate energy. How can I step into that and believe that there's more out there for me? Believe that I can be fulfilled doing something else. Believe that I can make a career change. Believe that I can be successful. Once you start switching your belief systems, your brain will be forced to follow those new belief systems. So guess what it starts doing? It starts seeing opportunity where you weren't seeing opportunity before. It starts thinking about different ways to be happy in your career. It starts thinking about different ways to be successful in your career just from switching your belief systems. And so once you can switch from limiting beliefs to liberating beliefs, you will find that getting career clarity is easier because now you have opened up the horizon. You have given yourself more possibilities so your brain can now make decisions and figure out, get clear on which direction it wants you to go in your career. And then the last thing that you need to get career clarity, I tell my clients this in FYFC all the time, so much that I actually recently just developed a brand new model for this that I'm going to be teaching in the program, but you need decisive action. You need to be able to take what I call decisive action to get career clarity. Like, you have to stop going back and forth. You have to stop hemming and hawing. Is this the right one? Is this not the right one? Should I go for this opportunity? Will this be as bad as the other one? Which of these do I want? Who should I talk? Like, stop. Girl, stop. Make a decision and move. Make a decision and move. It's that simple. Because when you make a decision and you move, now you will have data. And when you have data, you can come back and reiterate and make more decisions until you get to your goal. But when you sit down, going back and forth, thinking, contemplating, reflecting, hemming and hawing, this, that, which, what, guess what you're not doing? Taking action. And if you don't take action, you have no data points to help you actually make a final decision. If you just stay in your head, all you're doing is thinking, 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 thinking. Thinking doesn't bring clarity. Action brings clarity. Until you take action, you won't actually be clear, was this the right move or not? If it's not, let me go back, start again, make another decision. If it was, yes, let's keep going. Until you take action, you won't know. What if it doesn't work out? What if it does work out? What if it's wrong? You won't know until you take action. And so you need to learn how to take decisive action, meaning stop going back and forth, make a decision, act, move. And then once you move, you'll have data to help you understand, okay, I might need to go back and make yet another decision. This one didn't work out, or this one was great. Let's keep going on this path. Funny enough, the model that I'm putting in my program is called Move. I teach you like how to make decisive action. If you want to learn that, you're going to have to join us in FYFC, I'm to say. But just know that you need to learn how to be decisive and then not just like, because you can make a decision and not do anything with it. That's why I said decisive action. Because I can decide and just like be here like, okay, I've decided to get a new job, but here I am still at the same job. I made a decision, but I ain't do nothing with it. So I'm still where I was before. You have to take action. When you take action, you will get data that you can then use to evaluate your action and take more action. Okay? So this is the five things that you need to get career clarity. Understand what your values are. Figure out what your zone of genius is. Clarify which of your skills are your high power skills. Identify any limiting beliefs that you might have or you might be holding, and learn to take decisive action. Start taking decisive action. Once you can incorporate all five of those things into your life and your career, you will experience career clarity. You will be able to understand and know and act on where you want to go in your career, what you want to achieve with your career, what role you want your career to play in your life. And let me tell you, if you don't have career clarity, you're not going to experience career fulfillment. You can't be fulfilled, satisfied, content in your career if you are not clear about what's happening in your career. If you are not clear about where your career is going, if you're not clear about what you want to do with and in your career, you're not going to be fulfilled. So you absolutely need career clarity to have career fulfillment. So there you have it. 5 things that you need to get career clarity. I hope, as usual, that you found this episode helpful. And if you did, if you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please do me a favor and leave us a rating or a review. It truly, truly does help the podcast grow because it signals to those platforms that this was helpful. And then they share with more people who need to hear this message. If you're watching the video version of the podcast on YouTube, then as usual, please hit the like and subscribe button below. Same thing when you hit the like button, it tells YouTube this was good, share with more people. And when you subscribe, you keep seeing, you know, new episodes and new videos pop up on your YouTube feed. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.